Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Reality TV. I am your host, Chris, the Entertainment Man. Welcome to the next podcast. Like I said yesterday, I had to take a night off because I just was so tired after recording two more podcasts for the website, and you know, it's just been so hectic. And also, I've been thinking about maybe even opening up a gaming channel on YouTube as well. So three times a week, maybe, or twice a week, or something like that. Maybe two or three times a week, I'll post something up on the channel. But I'm thinking about that. But anyways, let's get right into it. Survivor. So this is episode number 18. Yes, we're about two more episodes away from the 20th episode of Everything About Reality TV. It is crazy to think, yeah, I've gone this far, and now I am so close to the 20th episode. So, obviously, they did the recap first. They recapped the episode, what happened the previous week, last week, obviously. There apparently, remember we were talking about the three idols. I said about two, like three or four idols. I was wrong about the fourth, but there is three. There's Dave Adam. I forgot Adam had one. He was sneaky enough to, you know, find an idol as well. And then, of course, David, we already knew that. I forgot. So, yeah, I forgot about David. Adam's idol. And David, we already knew that. David had the idol already. And he has had it for, he's had that idol for, I think, since, what, Gen X? Since his original tribe in Gen X, if I remember correctly. I think it is Gen X. And then, of course, Jay and Will were the two that found it. And Michaela obviously knew about it, saw it happen where they got the, they got the idol and she was there to see it happen. So, there are three idols still up there. One, two, three. So, it would be nice to maybe even just get the idol up there. I think once they're down to one idol, they're probably just going to, if it all of them get played within the next week or two, then they'll only have one idol out there. So it means every man for themselves to getting the idol. So Adam apologized to the group for not telling him what was going on and all that. Also, Jay and Taylor they were bugging him through. Okay, so Jay and Taylor were dragging him through the mud as well. That's what Adam said. He felt like Jay and Taylor were dragging them through the mud. Jay was next to go. And then also it was asking about the last set of food, the last mason jar that was still hidden somewhere around the cabin. And of course, Jay knew where it was because Jay and Taze knew where it was regardless of where it was. They knew where it was. They knew where that jar was. And then, of course, Jay said his back is against the wall. And then, Chris and Brett talking about getting rid of Jess next. I know that's been a talk for the last, few weeks? A few weeks it's been in the talks. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys, this is a double episode. This is two episodes in one night. I forgot to tell you that, guys. Hannah and Ken were talking about, they're just talking. The two of them were just kind of talking with each other. And then, of course, possible relationship? Maybe. Maybe not. But remember what happened to Taylor and Hannah when that happened. It didn't overly go that good. And then, of course, Will and Zeke were talking about the vote. Will was done with Jay and was working with Zeke. So, end of one alliance and the start of another one, obviously, at this point. He also told Zeke that he had an idol. So, trusting that he would not tell anyone that he had the idol. And then, of course, Zeke, Will, and Hannah were an alliance, obviously. Those three formed an alliance. Zeke told David Jay has an idol. And then Hannah told everyone else. Then Hannah got the no. And then everyone else knew what it was, that Jay had an idol. Zeke had the idol. That David had an idol. And everybody but Jay knew that at the time. So Jay and Chris had to make Jay think he was the next to go. Obviously, that way he would flush out the idol. And then, of course, the idol would be out of play now. Like, the idol would not be in play. So, reward challenge. Two teams, five. So, they had to get on a raft. They had to pull the rafts in. And then they had to, grab a key. And then also they have to unlock the blocks. And then they must set it up so there is no repeating colors on each side. Winning group wins a floating pizza bar, which is like 50 feet from the camp. And they have pizza, they have chicken wings, cold beer, all the good stuff. Which I can't have because I'm on a diet right now. But, yeah, that was the reward. So, Jay said he isn't a good swimmer. And he asked if anyone didn't want him on a team. But everyone said, don't give up, don't give up. Keep trying and all that. And pretty much, they insisted he participate in the challenge regardless. So Jay would not compete. Orange started to pull. Purple started flowing down. Orange got a key. And then Hannah got a key. Orange was in the lead. And then Orange had a one person lead, obviously. And as I flip the page here. Come on. So yeah. I see Hannah is a she's okay competitor, I guess. She's okay in the challenges, I would think. And, of course, David got his final key. Brett got his last key. Chris got the second key. David got the fourth. And Orange was now kind of putting the blocks together. And it's Adam, Zeke, and Hannah. And Sunday and Brett won reward. They got the pizza bar, obviously. And then the five got five letters. So the letters from home, which is probably going to be the most emotional moment for them, obviously. And then David said he has been craving for pizza for a long time, obviously. And then talking to Ken about the journey. And then, of course, David talking to Ken that he still wants final three, so there's a final three deal going on between Ken and David. Don't know who the third person is, though. We don't know who the third person is at this moment. We don't know who the third person would be yet, but I guess that would be figured out eventually. So he said that Chris and Sunday are a big trio. Big time. David and Jess agreed. Chris has to go. So going into the mini challenge. It was a stand or on a near. So they had to stand on a narrow beam. Where they're holding a. While holding a pole. And they had to hold their statue up. If you drop it or you fall off, you're out. Hannah was the first out. Ken was second person out of the challenge. Then Sunday, Chris, Will, Jay, and Brett, not far apart from each other, were out. And then they would, of course, they would go until a winner was, made. And, of course, Adam was out. Jessica went out as well. So it was down to Zeke and David. Zeke dropped. David won immunity. And that was kind of awesome to see him you know, it was awesome to see David win immunity for once. He's not really, you know, won anything yet as an individual person. So that was really good. And I was really happy for him. I think I'm going to be picking the underdog pretty soon. So Jade tried to get information from Hannah, but she wouldn't budge. Sorry, guys. I know, it's early in the morning. It's like 10 a.m. and I'm yawning already. I'm yawning. Like, I need to get back to bed. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So Chris and Zeke consent. They were talking about getting Jess out. David said he wanted David wanted Zeke out. Oh, sorry. David and Zeke wanted Chris out. David told Jessica that Chris is voting for her. And obviously, I'm sure she would be voting for him. And I'm talking to Jessica, wanting Jay out. But in time, it would happen. It would happen. It would happen in time where they would get, they would actually get Jay out. But I don't think this time would be the good time. Zeke and Hannah were talking about, also that she wanted to know who she's voting out. No, sorry, Zeke and Hannah were talking. She wanted to know who was going to be voted out. Just kind of getting information and what was the plan for the tribal council. So talking about the food scandal a little bit more. Obviously, that was a big thing last week. And they were talking about the voting blocks. And Hannah was calling it trust clusters. And which of the groups that you can trust. Also, they were talking about the blind sides. Who they can and cannot trust in the tribe as well. That is probably another big factor. Now, Jessica talking about blind side of Chris. About the blind side on Chris, Brent and Paul, so obviously going way back to the beginning of the game where they were, they were talking about the vote out of Paul way back in the beginning of the game when they were still Gen X versus Millennials versus Gen X originally back then. And of course they went to the vote. Jessica voted for Chris, holding a grudge, and of course Chris voted for Jessica, big threat. So they kind of exchanged votes for each other, obviously. And then tally votes. The votes were between Chris and Jessica, obviously. And Chris was voted out of Survivor Millennials versus Gen X. And I believe he's the third member of the jury. So he is the third jury member for this season of Survivor Millennials versus Gen X. So, back at camp, as I said, this is a double episode, so we're going to be getting full-on information today. You'll get lots of information through what went on over the course of that time. So, back at camp, Jay was shocked that the votes weren't his. And Jessica said that what was planned went as planned. So, everything went to plan, pretty much. And everything was just organized. You know, everything was organized and planned. And everything worked out really well, too, right? Everything went according to plan. Everything was perfect. And obviously, Chris got voted out, obviously. So, Jay was shocked the votes weren't his. As well, Jay was... Obviously, Jay was suspecting it would be him that, you know, would be voted out. He would get the votes. He would have been voted out. But that never happened. That never really happened. So Zeke apologized for not telling him. But he seemed fine about it. Jay was fine about it. They said they were talking in the morning. Then, of course, Zeke was talking about getting out David, which kind of not shocked me, but... not surprised in a way, you know. I was not surprised in a way that they wanted to get Zeke out, obviously. But I think I knew that was coming that they wanted to get out. They wanted to get out David, as well as he's been lying and all that. According to them, they've been lying. I don't know if I can believe what I see. David Sunday, Brett also talking about flipping, and also Jay is next. And then, of course, David said, well, then Zeke, obviously. So Zeke's kind of at the bottom of the list, obviously. David said to Brett, Zeke was to go. So obviously now target is going on Zeke because he's playing a good game. He is. And most likely, Zeke will win the game in the end. That's what they said. I was watching it last night and I said, you know what? They're going to win. Like, he will win. Zeke will win the game. Just like that. It'll happen. He'll win just like that. And it'll be game over. So, obviously, Brett said David can't be trusted. And he has to go. Brett sold Zeke. David has to go next. So, obviously, now they're taking the target from Zeke over to David all of a sudden. So that's pretty crazy. You know, it's so amazing to watch how the power in the tribe goes from one person to the other. Like, or not person, the target goes from one person to another really quickly. Especially at this time, this stage of the game as well. And then, of course, Zeke said the same about David. Obviously, David's playing a hard game. So is Zeke. So, you know, both of them are playing a good game. But which one to get out first, obviously, right? It's the facts of who do you want to get out first, Zeke or David? Zeke or David? Who do you want to get out first? That is the first big question. And, of course, Hannah did not know who to work with, Zeke or David, obviously. So, reward. They went to another reward challenge. Obviously, I'm surprised they fit another reward challenge in there. Three teams of three. They were tied together. They had to slither through obstacles. And then they had to complete a puzzle, which is a snake puzzle, obviously. Winner gets to go in the chopper to see a nice view of Fiji. And enjoy a nice summer picnic of fried chicken, mac and cheese, and wine, beer, soft drinks, you name it. And pie as well. They have pie for dessert. So one person doesn't participate, but can win a picnic either way. So if one person wins or doesn't participate and either team wins, then they go regardless. They will go to the reward. So either way, this is good for them. They will go into a reward either way. So David set out, obviously. So that's good. And I was thinking, you know what? I would like to sit out in a challenge and win a reward just like that. I'd love to do that. That'd be awesome. Free way to get a reward, right? So Will has almost, Will was almost there. Ken was over the mound. Green had the lead. And just as Zeke looked like a survivor, a survivor mime, of course. And then Brett said, made up time. And then Will and Jay struggled. And then, of course, Ken, Will, and Jay struggled. And then they caught up finally. And then Brett, Zeke, and Sunday won reward on a big comeback. So Adam didn't use his advantage because he wanted to save it for another day, obviously. And I'm thinking, I think Adam will be using it probably when the loved ones come in. That's when I think it'll happen. I think that is when it's going to happen. So Zeke, Brett, Sunday, and David went on their reward. Brett said that he isn't the only gay guy there. He was actually Brett is gay, obviously. I didn't know that. That's kind of something I never knew. And then I really never thought about it in that way, too. And I was like, really? I didn't know that. Brett seems like a really nice guy, too. So Zeke said that you got to play Survivor the way you play it in real life. Brett, Zeke, and Sunday talking about what they thought about David. They said that they like to get David out. So here we go again with the I Want to Get David Out campaign. Hannah told David that, Hannah told David that Zeke told everyone that he has an idol. So obviously David's game is exposed big time. David told Hannah the idol is for him and her only. So if they need it, they'll use it. If they don't, they don't. So it's like David needs it, he'll use it. If Hannah needs it, they'll use it. But either way, she has it. So the immunity challenge. They have to stand behind a cage. And they had to maneuver. A stick right through the puzzle to get the key. Undo the key, unlock the cage. And then they have to complete a flying puzzle. First person to win wins immunity, obviously. The puzzle is blind and you have to go by touch. So meaning if you're behind the cage, if there's a cage right in front of me right now here in my studio, and then the puzzle's right in front, it would be in a slider. It'll be like in front of you. So you put your arm through the cage and just slide it through, obviously. So it is blind. You're kind of blinded to what actually is really going on with that puzzle. So Jay had his key free, and then he went to the slide puzzle. Jay won immunity, and nobody out of the gate even got out of the gate. Nobody got out of that gate. Nobody did. Because they never got the key out. So it was a complete Survivor total blowout, which is crazy. And of course, I think it's happened before where someone's won it within probably like a minute or two and it just ends so quickly like that. So David talking to Jessica about he was going after Zeke. Jessica told Ken, and he would vote out Zeke. And then Hannah and Zeke talking about getting out David. And then Zeke said Hannah is not working with David anymore. Zeke said Hannah is not working with him anymore. Oh, sorry. Zeke said Hannah is working with David. And then, of course, Zeke said, "Know what? Screw it. I'm done. If I have to, I'll vote her out. I don't care. She doesn't want to work with me. Then whatever, pretty much. It is what it is." So Zeke started to rally up votes to get out Hannah, which I kind of want Hannah to stick around at this point. I do. I'm kind of rooting for her. I will do a blog post tonight. Probably after the podcast is up on crispyontheweb.com and podcast.com and Stitcher. I'll do a post talking about my thoughts about Survivor now, and maybe I'll do another one in 2 weeks as well. Just kind of maybe predicting who will win, kind of do the final predictions as now. I don't have anybody left on my Survivor. Millennial Physics Gen X picks, they are gone. So Hannah and Adam were talking with each other about getting out Zeke. Also, she said Zeke is now gunning for her. Hannah asked David to use the idol. So they were talking about like the revote. Also, if it's deadlocked, then they'll be going into rocks, which probably has not been, I don't think they've shown it since like Marquesas or Africa, I think it was. What's the last time? I think it was Africa. Or was it? Africa, Marquesas, or Thailand. I think it was Marquesas. Boston Rob season, I think. So, I think it was. I don't remember. I don't remember when the last time that was. Tribal Council. Just ask anyone who feels safe and know what he did, obviously, this time around. Of course, Hannah and Adam were whispering. Brett's, Brett said there is no trust. There is no trust cluster monk. There are no trust trust cluster. Everyone is for themselves, obviously. And then Adam and Hannah were whispering again. And then who they can trust. They were talking about who can they can trust. Who can they, you know, not trust. And, you know, who maybe would be the best bet to get out at this point, right? That would be the next thing. So, they went to the vote. They were, can't talk today, jeez. There was a honking huge bug that landed on jury member Taylor, Taze, which is funny. It was huge. It was big. Let's see if I can find it. Footage of it. I wish I still kept that recording. I would have taken a picture of my phone and I would tweet it out for you guys. But I didn't. Whoops. Well, I can always look it up on here. I can always put Google, the Global TV website where I watch it sometimes online here in the studio. So maybe I can just do it that way. I'll tweet it out, that bug I was talking about. So David played the idol for Ken, which is kind of shocking. Ken, because I don't know, were they thinking about getting out Ken? That was what my thought was. Were they thinking about getting out Ken at this point? I don't know. That's really tough. So both were between Zeke and Hannah. It was tied 3-3, tied 4-4 again, tied at 5. They did a revote. There was some whispering during the vote, and Jessica's name was mentioned. So obviously now everything's being flipped around. Everything's just being flipped. And of course, it was deadlocked, and they must unanimously vote out somebody as a group, obviously. But nobody really wanted to sacrifice their game. So they had to pick rocks. So David said Zeke. Before they did the rocks, so David said Zeke. But they were in just complete disarray, and that's what pulled into the point of where they were just deadlocked. They couldn't unanimously come up with a person that could be voted out. So Zeke, Hannah, Ken, David were safe. Jessica was eliminated as she had the black rock. They had the white and the black rocks. If you get the black rock, then you are gone. And of course, Jess word, the game had spoken because the tribe did not speak this time around. Jessica is giving Ken the legacy advantage. So who knows? Hopefully Ken will make it to day 36. And hopefully it will, somebody will be using it, obviously. I want to see what this legacy challenge is, or advantage is, because it's almost day 36. We have about 6 more days on Survivor until that legacy advantage actually comes out, obviously. So, next week, David will have a glimmer of hope. Loved ones will visit, and also Adam's advantage. That's going to be interesting. That will be very, 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 very interesting. So with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this edition of Everything About Reality TV. I want to remind you guys, there is no Hell's Kitchen this week. So no Hell's Kitchen tomorrow. No Hell's Kitchen a week tomorrow. It will be back on December the 10th. We'll be back on with Hell's Kitchen once again. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe on podcast.com or Stitcher Radio as well. Also, you can follow me on Twitter @CrispyOnTheWeb. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye for now, guys.